From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry: if something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through Geico, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
As you heard Eamon say there, despite the rather doomsday reasons causing it, we are having a good summer. Is it the weather that makes a summer more memorable? What makes a summer good, bad or mad? And do we, all the ones we remember, are always better? Henry McKean went off to ask.
So Brad Pitt said recently, "I had the weirdest summer. I had this girlfriend who was into reptiles. We bought 40 chameleons. It was the most unhealthy time. I would wake up, I'd have 4 Coca-Colas on ice, no food." We're asking, what unusual summers did you have that stood out in your memory? You live in Norway. What's a summer like in Norway?
Crap.
Why is it crap?
Maria.
Is it just not very warm?
Yeah, it's a bit like the Irish summers.
You mean you don't get any good days?
Oh, we do. And we have the midnight sun, so we have 24-hour daylight as well. So, because we live past the Arctic Circle, so we live up the north of Norway.
What's it like having an all-day day that never ends?
It's okay, but as you get older, the day gets longer.
And you want to black out and go to sleep and you
can't.
Yeah,
but you can buy curtains, you know, to do blackout.
Tell me about your most unusual summer over the years.
It wasn't weird, but I went on a summer holiday with our student nurses to Greece. We were 7 student nurses and I met my husband. And that's 35, 40 years ago, and that was unknown kind of to...
So you met in 86. So you met your husband with other nurses.
Yeah, we were 7 Irish student nurses on holidays in Crete. And my Norwegian husband, he was there with his mate and met him. We didn't have mobiles or internet or anything, so we used to have to date over phones. And when I came back that summer, I was, should I go for it now? Like, was it a holiday romance?
And why did you find this sexy, handsome Norwegian man in Crete, marriage material?
Well, I don't know, because like my mother was, he's not even Catholic, like, you know, the Irish Catholics, he's not even Catholic, like, is it sustainable? But we made it.
Whereabouts in Crete was it?
On the island of Crete, in the Hersonesus.
So that's still an Irish destination? The Irish still love to go to Hersonesus?
Yeah, but and the Norwegians. Yeah, the Norwegians love the sun because they don't see a lot of it during the winter, so they head for the sun, those destinations.
I did a J1, which is not very weird, but I was really desperate for a job. So this is back like 18 years ago. And I took a job from an advert in a newspaper, which turned into be a pyramid scheme. And I was selling knives, kitchen knives. So I did like a lot of training and it was a pyramid scheme.
So did the people get the kitchen knives?
No, they were never going to get them. But they were teaching us to like throw watermelons in the air and like slice them. So yeah, I never made any money.
Hang on a second, you threw watermelons in the
air? That was part
of,
like, you'd go door to door.
Ah.
But then when you were in the training, they were like, can you tell us all your contacts? So then I realised they were trying to like, but then they realised I was completely useless because I was, well, my contacts were in Ireland.
So they
kind of managed me out then, really.
And
yeah.
Did you give the people, did anyone try and buy a knife at the door?
No, I never got the knives because I couldn't give them enough contacts because it was a pyramid scheme. Yeah. But then I ended up working in down Long Island and my regular customer was Alec Baldwin.
That must have been pretty cool.
Yeah, he used to get 5 shots of espresso over ice and he'd call it the bomb.
And so, he would have that every day?
Yeah. So he was my regular. Yeah. He was going through divorce at the time, so I think he was looking for a lot of like day-to-day contact with people. So.
And did he try and date you? Did he ask you out?
No. He'd lost contact with his children now, I found out at the time. But he'd go, your eyes are like an Irish ocean or something. Something a bit like
And you weren't
cheesy.
Interested to go down that route of
no,
dating
I was
a Hollywood
like
star?
No, because I was like 19,
so
yeah.
So it would have been an inappropriate relationship.
No, I also met Paul McCartney in that coffee shop. He just came in, and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, really? What was Paul McCartney like?
He was cool. He was really nice. Yeah. Yeah. Naomi Watts, she came in that summer too. Yeah. But then I left and that job and actually worked at a pancake house as well. So it was good fun. And we just drank a lot of wine. So it's a blurry summer.
So that was the weirdest summer.
Probably, yeah, like that I was stupid enough to get involved in a pyramid scheme. Just living our best lives and then finished college a few years later and had no work.
Yeah, that would probably be it that summer where in Germany where it was, where you couldn't really predict what the weather was going to be like. For the longest time it was only rain, only cool. You were ready to go to the beach, ready to go out there, and then you couldn't do anything. And then when you got used to that, the next day it was almost 40 degrees.
So it was everything. It was raining and then you had this extreme heat.
It's normal, but that summer was just so random, so hot and then so cold. So there's climate change.
I just met a guy that denies that climate change is real and says that New York being 40 degrees isn't unusual. Do you think climate change is real?
I definitely think climate change is real. As one can see it wherever one looks, that the weather patterns are changing. Summers aren't like they used to be anymore. They're hotter. I have friends in Italy, for example. I have friends in France, and it's ridiculous how temperatures are getting there.
I remember the summer of 99, and I was selling foam party tickets at a swimming pool resort. And we were supposed to give all the guests plastic cups, but we gave them glass cups. And then people broke the glasses, and then the foam turned to pink because of the blood. I'm not proud of that moment. And then another time on that same trip, I rented a scooter, but I ended up getting in an argument with the scooter rental guy, and then he chased me on another scooter across the town of Hassonissus, and then I found myself going to the police for police protection, but they sided with the rental guy.
Okay, that's
just another day in Crete, in Greece.
Very weird. They sided with the rental guy. Makes no sense there. Hopefully got out of it all intact.
Well, the guy got his bike back, and I wasn't jailed, but there was no real resolution.
Oh, God. Interesting Greek summer, then.
I was a reluctant traveler to Scotland 2 years ago, but it was the best summer I ever had.
You didn't want to go, and then you loved it?
Well, I mean, I went with a friend, but I just don't like traveling that much, but it was great. And now my daughter's with me, and that's great. So that's what I think about, not terrible or anything like that. But
so
just
you started
wonderful.
To travel, and before that, did you leave the States? Did you just stay
put? Oh, yeah,
put?
I was in the military. I was all over the place.
So you were all over the world, but you saw it as work when you had to travel, not for pleasure.
Wherever you go, I mean, I love being in South Korea. That was my favorite assignment.
So you loved being based in South Korea. That must have been great fun.
Well,
and so different.
Places
a bit of a culture shock.
I know, but it was great. It was wonderful.
Here is Anne-Marie Shepherd, founder and principal cognitive behavior therapist and center manager in ccbt.ie, based in Cork.
Hey girls, we're going to have to slow down the walking here. It's a little hot, isn't it? It's roasting.
Yeah.
Out of the coffee shop. And it's like this wave of heat, and it's absolutely, well, I think it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, I'm envying you both because I remember back in, I think there was a heat wave in 94, 95. I was working for the Southern Health Board, as it was then. I'm showing my age in Carlo. And I was so upset to be working because anyone who was unemployed that year was just having a great time, looking great and tanned and happy. Yeah. And you two just so happened. Just so happened to be between jobs, isn't that right?
Yeah, we just so happened to be unemployed and really tanned. Yeah.
So are you sad about that you're not working?
No, well, we can enjoy the weather now and just start working later. Yeah. Next week, really.
I think make the most of the heat while we can, because in Ireland the weather is unpredictable at the moment, that you never know when the next heat wave will come. So, and the tan is very important to us. So it's panicky. Yeah, yeah, it's very important.
Very important.
But seriously, it's so mood boosting, isn't it? That sort of those 100%. Endorphins and the serotonin that most people, I think, that I've come across in the last few days are
in a better mood.
Are in a better mood.
Yeah.
So just wake smiling. Up
smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. I just passed a backlog there of cars, you know, trying to get through Castle Martyr to get to the beach.
Yeah.
And nobody was looking grumpy.
Yeah.
No, I think the sun makes such a difference. I mean, I know myself, when I open the blinds in the morning, if there's a clear blue sky, you're automatically just, you know, feeling that bit better and
ready,
you
to
know,
go.
Yeah,
there's something.
Yeah, nothing stopping you really.
I remember 1995 and the JFK aircraft carrier basically decided to dock in Deniri, and we sailed out to it in a 470 dinghy, and we kind of got stuck. And then they announced, please move away from the ship, and we couldn't because of the wind. That was a bit crazy. Tell me about unusual summers you had over the years.
I think summers have changed now from when we were growing up. I think the 80s, I loved 80s when we didn't have to go home until it was dark. And
you could play out all
day. And we played all the time. And if we were meeting anybody, we'd stand beside a phone box waiting. We used to give it the numbers and they used to ring us a certain hour. We used to remember those. And then if we wanted to go anywhere, we'd hitch. And we used to hitch and get drives on tractors.
Wow, you used to hitch on tractors. Whereabouts
was this? From Castle Island to Abbeyfield and then maybe down to Limerick.
So that whole kind of West Limerick.
Absolutely, and Kerry safe. Area. Everybody felt safe. There was like, we never locked our doors, we never...
And you used to hitch with strangers on tractors?
Yes, so they'd say, jump on cars, and we'd be sitting on the back thinking we're absolutely fabulous in the back.
And those boys that used to ring you in the phone booth, did you keep in contact with them? Did any of them lead to a date?
They did. I think only just we couldn't tell our dad, because our dad would kill us. We weren't allowed to date boys. But we used to, and then we used to meet in Abbeyfield. There was a nightclub, Flamingos used to be out there, and we used to meet, and I remember having my first Scumpy Jack. It was a cider. Oh, it was so brilliant. Those were good times, I think. Oh, those nice, easy-going times. No phones, no nothing, just easy times. We just enjoyed ourselves.
So the 80s for you, great memories.
The 80s are brilliant times. Music, everything, absolutely everything.
What is your favourite summer? What year? What decade?
Well, she's my sister. So
you did it together?
We did it together, yeah.
I used to drag her so she wouldn't squeal and wouldn't tell mum and dad. Like.
And did you ever tell mum and dad?
Yes, she did.
You used to tell on her?
Yeah,
I just snitch. She's the snitch. I went to see a boy in Killarney. And
Was he handsome?
I think he was like my second kiss ever. And it was in Revels in Killarney. And I brought her with me so she wouldn't tell my dad. But she told him I got killed.
What did your dad say?
He murdered me. He literally grounded me. I wouldn't lived outside the door. I mean, I'd say for the whole rest of the summer.
So he was so angry.
He was strict.
And did he feel that you were a complete rebel?
Yes. Oh, I was. Well, yeah, I was a rebel of the family.
I was a quiet one.
She was a nice, quiet girl.
And were you the oldest?
No, I'm the middle child, so I had the middle child syndrome.
Syndrome is perhaps, you know, causing trouble, looking for attention.
Looking for attention. You know, the older one, she got away with nothing. The younger one got away with everything. So I was going, do you know what? I got a chance. I'm a boss. So that was it.
I'd say COVID 2020, just the massive heat wave we had for like 5 months. That was weird in general.
It was a strange time, and the actual grass turned an unusual light brown because it was so hot.
Yeah, it was mad. And like, I think we had like sun from like March onwards, and it was hitting like 28, 30 degrees nearly every single day. It was great.
And there was social distancing, but it was also amazing weather.
Yeah, it was. Worked from home for the first time ever. I was a graduate, so I barely did any work as it is. So I brought my laptop out in the back garden and worked from home with a laptop just wiggling the mouse in the sun. It's great.
What was your best, most unusual, strangest, weirdest summer?
Oh, God. Probably the summer of 2016 when I was beginning to underage drink.
So how old were you?
I was, what age was I in 2016? 17.
And did you discover boys that year, or did boys discover
you?
Yeah,
I discovered boys for the first time too, so it was very strange.
So you enjoyed it?
Yeah, best summer of my life.
Henry McKean reporting there. A bit of a theme there on the memories. I had my first drink, had my second drink. Flamingo's nightclub in Abbeyfield. You just don't get glamour like that anymore.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk, conversation that counts.